News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, we were talking to Regina Doherty earlier on about this gender recognition for people under the age of 18 is set to be historically reformed in Ireland. Recommendations from the review of the Gender Recognition Act have been published. They're set to have a major impact on self-determination for members of the transgender community. Caroline O'Brien, the Director of Advocacy at Belong to Youth Services, gave us her reaction to the recommendations.
Transgender young people will feel valued, they'll feel that they're recognised in Ireland, and it'll make a huge difference to them because they are really struggling with isolation, with not feeling welcome, and with really difficult procedures that have not helped them in terms of them being able to live in their true gender.
Donal O'Shea, specialist in medical management of transgender care. Do you agree with what Caroline O'Brien had to say there in relation to valuing and recognising transgender people?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's been a massive, if you like, kind of a black and a white attitude to gender in the Western world in general, and that is changing. So there's nobody. 95%, maybe even more, of people are completely happy in their gender matched to their birth sex. But there are 5% of people where maybe a born male is more in touch with their female side and their feminine side. And that has to be recognized and accepted. And in kind of Eastern cultures, gender has been much less binary for centuries. So this is welcome legislation. It's important legislation for accepting the kind of broader society we're becoming. So, you know, it's positive. It's only a very small percentage of people with gender issues mm-hmm. will want to fully transition. And I think that's where from the medical side, we just have the note of caution that
yeah, you were on with us about a month ago, and I was quite taken by what you said back then. You were saying we just need to be careful here. For in the vast majority of these cases, people want to do it and are happy that they've done that. But you were saying there are minority cases where people do have regrets.
Yeah, and you know, of the 5% of people who have issues with gender and aren't matched to their birth sex exactly, maybe 0.5% will want to transition with hormones and surgery and live in absolutely that role, and that's that's a medical pathway, it's a surgical pathway, it's a very difficult pathway. And the idea, the concern the medical profession have about the legislation would be that a gender recognition cert would allow somebody rapid access through to hormone and surgical treatment, that if it's not done in a paced and slow manner, can lead to regret. And we're dealing with regret. It's a very small kind of percentage of the people attending us, but it's disastrous. So absolute welcome for legislation that allows people to express their gender and be recognized in their preferred gender. That's societal progress. Homosexuality came out of a psychiatric disease classification in the 1970s. When you think of how strange that sounds now and how recent it is, so society is changing. That's really positive.
Okay.
But we have to look at making sure that we do our best by all within that group.
Okay, can I just ask you, just as a final question, and I want to phrase this as sensitively as I possibly can, because I think everybody has huge sympathy for people who feel that they're trapped in the wrong gender. But a point I hear raised by people as well: how do we get the balance right in the, because teenagers going through uncertain times and being unsure about their feelings and so on is not a new phenomenon. How do you ensure that you get that balance right in a way that I suppose doesn't... I'm struggling to phrase this correctly, but that you don't get the balance wrong, and that you're not misinterpreting normal signs of uncertainty or people not knowing exactly who they are at that age.
Yeah, I think the general principles are you take great care, and you take your time, and children before the age of puberty, will have. A kind of couldn't care less relationship with their gender broadly, most of them, and it's really when puberty hits that distress levels begin to peak, and that's the age group. People talk about the age of 16 versus 18. You know, really for me, puberty is the age that we need to be able to carry out an assessment and say, right, well, look. Is this a situation where we need to slow things down, slow the natural course down, and then reassess in a couple of years' time? Because we do know that children who have gender variance, maybe 80% of those post-pubertally will align with their birth sex.
Okay.
And what you do not want to do, and unfortunately in the States, they're increasingly carrying out reassignment procedures at a younger and younger age, because that's a procedure-based healthcare system.
Proceed
we don't want
caution.
To go there.
Proceed with caution. Listen, thanks as ever for talking to us. Donal O'Shea, specialist in medical management of transgender care there.